In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? He asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 baskets, large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From creation, the triune God gave man grain from which man could make bread. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed. It was food for man. It was life for man. Man's subsequent fall into sin did not destroy his need for grain. Man's sin, however, would change how man obtained that grain and bread. By the sweat of your brow or the face you shall eat bread. Because of sin, life would no longer be our heritage. Our heritage would be death. For the wages of sin is death. Bread is the basic food in the diet of most every culture on earth. It has been rightly called the staff of life. Whether it is made from wheat, barley, rye, corn, or other grain, it has and is and has been an essential part of man's diet since creation. And then we had the children of Israel for 40 years. The Lord sustained the children of Israel with manna, that miraculous bread from heaven. For 40 years, they neither had to toil nor labor for this heavenly food. The Lord freely gave it to them, and he gave it to them out of his love and mercy. In today's gospel, we hear our Lord say of the multitude, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. This multitude had gathered to Jesus to hear him preach and to teach, to heal and to be healed. They were in an isolated place, a wilderness, and they had no food. And our Lord has compassion on the people. This compassion indicates a deep, burning, gut-wrenching desire to care for the needs of others. These people who gathered to Jesus are like their forefathers. They would faint or perish unless the Lord himself provided for them. In compassion, our Lord responds to their need. His compassion moved him to provide them, even as his heavenly Father provided Israel that manna in the wilderness. Having 7 loaves and a few small fish, our Lord took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. In turn, his disciples set the bread and fish before the people. The people ate, and it says, and until they were full. Like the Old Testament Israel, no one went away hungry. Every man gathered according to each one's need. It's also interesting in this exchange that our Lord gave first to the disciples, who then gave to the people. In this simple act, Jesus taught his disciples what they would do. They would give to the people what they themselves had received. St. Paul highlights this basic work of the ministry when he says, "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And again, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." First and foremost, the apostles and pastors must be receivers and hearers. It was the same for the prophets of old. Isaiah writes, "That which I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have declared to you." And this pattern even is found within the very Godhead. As Christ himself says, "I speak to the world the things which I heard from him," that is, from my Father. Old Testament Israel was in the wilderness and was miraculously fed by the Lord. Jesus' followers were in the wilderness and he fed them miraculously. What does this have to do with you and me? We may not be in an earthly wilderness, but from birth to death, we find ourselves in a spiritual wilderness. In this wilderness, we are surrounded by many perils to both body and soul. In this wilderness, certain death awaits all of us. It is not merely physical death, but a spiritual and eternal death that awaits. We are not consumed by the fiery sun, but by the fiery wrath of God. It is not merely our bodies which will perish along the way, but we are perishing in both body and soul. And we sojourn in this wasteland of hunger and hopelessness, of sorrow and suffering, of despair and death. Without our Lord's intervention, we would faint on the way. That is, we would perish eternally. And so what you heard in the gospel today, he says to you and of you, "I have compassion." A deep, yearning, gut-wrenching desire to care for you. Even as the multitude followed our Lord for 3 days, so also you have followed Jesus 3 days through death and the grave. As we heard last week in the epistle, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too should walk in newness of life. Now that you have been with him these 3 days, our Lord does not want you to perish in this wilderness. He does not desire your death, but that you be saved and be delivered from death. As long as you are on this earth, you are in a wilderness of sin and death, where you will not survive on your own. As you pass through this wilderness, our Lord will provide what you need to sustain you until you cross that heavenly Jordan and the Lord brings you into that heavenly promised land. As the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea and were fed the bread of heaven, even more so, you have passed through the waters of baptism and are fed the true bread of heaven, the living bread of Christ's very body and blood. As the multitude was with Jesus for 3 days and were fed the bread and fish, even more so, you have been with Christ 3 days in your baptism, and now you feast upon the bread of life. As Christ rested in the tomb for 3 days, so also all of you who have been baptized into Christ rest with him. You have been buried with him these 3 days and raised with him. Even though you are born again of water and the word, you still dwell in this wilderness of sin, of death, and of corruption. And Christ has compassion. He desires that you not perish. Therefore, he provides a miraculous feeding far greater than bread and fish. He gives you to eat and to drink of his very body and blood in the Lord's Supper. You who have been joined with Christ, he desires to feed and nourish until you complete this journey in this wilderness of sin and death. As the manna from heaven sustained the children of Israel and the fish and bread sustained this multitude, even more so, the true bread of heaven, the very body and blood of Christ, nourish and sustain you until you reach your heavenly promised land. In his compassion, our Lord joined you in this wilderness journey. He is leading you through the valley of the shadow of death. For you, he is bearing the heat of the day and the burden of your work. He was wounded for your transgressions. He has borne your griefs and your sorrows. And he did it all willingly and without complaint. Oh, how great is your compassion, faithful Father, God of grace, that with all our fallen race, in our depth of degradation, you had mercy so that we might be saved eternally. Firmly to our soul's salvation, witnesses your Spirit, Lord, in your sacraments and word. There he sends true consolation, giving us the gift of faith, that we fear not hell nor death. In compassion, Jesus provides you shade from God's wrath in the shadow of his cross. When you are weak, faint, and in despair, our Lord comforts you with his voice speaking peace and forgiveness. When you hunger and thirst, he gives you to eat and drink of a heavenly meal that comes from his side and from his flesh, that is his very body and blood, for the forgiveness of all your sins. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. As earthly bread is the staff of life, the bread of the Lord's Supper is the staff of eternal life. It is the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for you to eat and to drink. In the Lord's Supper, what the minister gives to you is what was given to him. Nothing more, nothing less. Christ our Lord took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And since its institution, the ministers of Christ are doing what Christ did, preaching his word and giving you the very body and blood of Jesus to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of all your sins. It is Christ's gift from him to you through his ministers. Lord Jesus Christ, you have prepared this feast for our salvation. It is your body and your blood, and at your invitation, as weary souls with sin oppressed, we come to you for needed rest, for comfort, and for pardon. We eat this bread and drink this cup, your precious word, believing that your true body and your blood, our lips, are here receiving. This word remains forever true. All things are possible with you, for you are Lord Almighty. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.